Good morning. It's 7:37, and joining us, our political observer, Professor Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be called Professor again. It's been a while.
Anytime. Well, Professor, what do you think about this deal in Ukraine?
Well, you know, if the agreement can be believed, it's a good sign. Right now, we do know one thing about Mr. Putin, and that is he says one thing and does another. You know, his people say that they agree to this, but at the same time, you have this massive buildup of people in the same way that they did during the Crimea. So, and say they won't put up with anybody mistreating their people. So there's always a pretext. Throughout history, we have seen this. I think what we have to do is to sort of just hold our breath and hope that this thing goes forward, because there isn't really much that the United States can do. The more that Putin does, the more his people love him. It's got to have a tremendous effect on him. And he knows that even though the stock market may be going down in Russia, he's becoming more and more popular for what he's doing.
Let's shift to domestic politics now. Some good news yesterday for the Clinton family, Chelsea expecting a baby. Some bad news, a fundraiser from 2008 off to prison.
Well, that's right. The good news is that Chelsea Clinton is going to have a baby. This is something that everybody loves. And, you know, the dynasty, as they say in Great Britain, continues. And very good luck to her and to the family. And now the other side of this is, of course, that somebody has gone to prison or is going to prison for having messed up badly and gotten people to give money and then paying them back. This is against the law. The campaigns have to be very careful about who they're taking money from and who they're spending time with, because some of these people are buying influence, and this guy admitted to that.
Speaking of campaigns and elections, the Democratic Party of New York State is losing a co-chair, a not always Andrew Cuomo ally from Syracuse.
Stephanie Miner is one of the best people in New York State. She's the mayor of Syracuse. She's overwhelmingly reelected. Cuomo had her named as the co-head of the Democratic Party. She spoke up against Cuomo courageously, I have to say, at a time when nobody was doing that and saying that he was basically hurting the cities. It was just a matter of time, of course, before she got out. It's really, Ian, a very sad thing when a politician has to control everybody to the point where you do it my way or you're out or you're in disfavor.
Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, we will hear from you on the roundtable panel coming up at 9 o'clock. And beyond that, have a great weekend.
You too, Ian. We'll be there.